bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Missy is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions. I wonder if Missy thinks that bandwidth and hosting means shopping for clothes for a dinner party.
From the Bagel Tech Missy Show. And I have a favor to ask of you. I love the time that we spend together every week. It's 20 minutes that just, gosh, it makes my week. But I also realize that we could be more. That's right. I could be coming to you in high definition. Let's let that sink in for just a minute. That's right. We are trying to gather funds here at the Bagel Tech Network to upgrade some of our equipment. I don't really know what kind of equipment. I don't really know what it does. I just know that if we can gather enough funds and enough support, I can come to you in high definition. And I don't know about you, but that would make me so happy. Head on over to the Bagel Tech website and sign up for as little as $5 a month. You can help us out. And if you make a donation and you make it in my name, Missy, I'll be sure to send you a personal thank you from the bottom of my heart. So head on over there now, guys, and help us out so I can come to you in high def. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Bagel Tech Missy here on the Bagel Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, because it would be kind of silly if my name was, you know, Susan or Bambi or something, and I was hosting a show called Bagel Tech Missy. I am your go-to tech girl for all those burning tech questions. Burning. For which you can get answers nowhere else. Heck, if you've got questions, my friends, I've got answers. Now, I just want to address something kind of right off the bat. It's something that, it was actually a Twitter post. I am on Twitter, by the way. If we're not tweeting each other, why the heck not? You can always find me at twitter.com/MissyMwack. M-W-A-C. I would love for us to tweet each other. I received, actually it was a Twitter post I was tagged in by, it was one of the fabulous Bagel Tech boys, who shall remain nameless. You know who you are. And he said that it started out kind of as a really sweet Twitter or tweet. And he said, you know, the reason I figured out the reason I like Missy is because she has big hair. Do I have big hair? I don't think I have big hair. I mean, it's kind of fluffy and it's shoulder length, but it's not like I tease it or anything. It's not like, you know, I'm stuck in the 80s, although I love the 80s. I love the 80s a lot. I would love to be stuck in the 80s. You know, lots of neon colors and, you know, when Madonna was cool and, you know, Molly Ringwald, Ferris Bueller. I was kind of doing a Ferris Bueller thing this week because Dear Ewan waited many days to post my last Bagel Tech Missy. I think he was under the weather. I think he just wasn't feeling well and maybe was under the influence of cold medicine. It happens. And, you know, I was doing a Ferris Bueller. Bueller, Rankin. I think he heard me because he ended up posting it on Wednesday, which is just fine. You know, sometimes I have to make those fabulous Bagel Tech boys wait on my podcast, so it's only fair, right? All right, well, let's get started now that we got that out of the way. Have some great questions this week. And my first question, hold on, those darn little boxes. Let me move this around. Boxes. Okay. Dear Missy, here comes the first one. I am very confused. I have been reading in various tech blogs about the impending release of an Apple TV. I say I am confused mainly due to the fact that last weekend I walked into an Apple store and purchased an Apple TV. It's a small, square, black device that streams video, but that's not important right now. No, that's like an airplane reference. The cockpit? What is it? Oh, it's a place where the pilot sits, but that's not important right now. That was kind of an 80s reference. I hope I don't do that all show. I could. Okay, the fact that this device is already available seems to suggest that many tech bloggers don't know as much as they pretend. And the rest of their knowledge is surely put in doubt. It is, and don't call me Shirley. Okay, I'm on a roll. What do you think, all-knowing of Norwich? Okay, now, I believe that as your go-to tech girl, that it is my job to share experiences with you and let you learn from my mistakes, kind of help me help you. And I'm happy to share my tech knowledge and tech mistakes with you. I bought an Apple TV. I did. I paid a lot of money for it. They come in two sizes. I don't know what the sizes are because the boxes look exactly the same. But the Apple salesman said that this was the bigger one. And, you know, I think bigger is better. Just look at my hair. You know who I'm talking about. I got it home and I plugged it in. And nothing happened. You know why? There is no screen with an Apple TV. You know, this was one of the most disheartening Apple purchases I've ever made. You know, we talked last week about the Bolt of Thunder and, you know, Lion. Oh, and I feel kind of bad about that. So I went out and bought this. I feel kind of bad. You know, we don't have Steve Jobs anymore. He's sitting there on his iCloud looking down, probably going, why the heck did I allow Lion to be released? And so I bought this necklace. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it. I'm going to hold it up. Hold on. For those of you who I always forget cannot see me because you're listening to the podcast, it's this precious, precious little necklace. It has a little cat. Can you see that? This little cat. And it has the word smile. It's backwards. To you, it looks like elms and bells. Little bells. So now every time I wear it and I walk around, I kind of feel like a cat. Do you notice how they put bells on cats' collars and they don't do that on dogs? You know why? Because cats are sneaky. Just like those operating systems. I wish the operating systems had bells on it. A little warning bell. I'm a lion, don't buy me. Am I right? You know I'm right. Okay, back to the question. Apple TV, they don't come with screens. They come with a remote. They come with a lot of cables, a big instruction manual. But they don't come with screens. I ended up taking mine back. I just thought, you know what? I'll just rent movies on my computer and watch them through iTunes, which is a great option. I mean, the whole family can't watch, but someone really dropped the ball on the production of those Apple TVs. So I just recommend, all knowing of Norwich, don't do it. Don't buy it. Save your money. Go buy shoes or something. Stay away from the Apple TVs. Okay, let's move on. Next question. Dear Missy, as you may have heard, we were blessed this week in the UK with snowfall that covered much of the UK. I did hear that. Again, Twitter was just lighting up with everybody talking about all the snow in the UK. Does it not snow there a lot? Because it was a big deal. I mean, I knew you got a lot of snow. A lot of snow. Really all over Europe. It was just blanketed in cold weather. I hope you guys stayed warm. Like so many, I headed out full of cheer to photograph the children as they built snowmen and threw snowballs at slow-moving old-age pensioners. Okay, children of the UK, you're getting the Missy disapproving look. Let's not do that, kids, okay? However, when I got my photos back on my PC, they all seemed to have dull gray snow with a few yellow patches here and there. Am I doing something wrong, or is it how British Rail have been telling us all along that the trains don't run because we get the wrong kind of snow in the UK? Many hugs, Hattie of Leicester. That's a fun name, Leicester. So is Hattie. This is a good question, and I'll be honest with you. It's kind of going out of the realm of tech with me, because I'm going to let you in on a little secret, and I know you're going to find this so hard to believe. I have never been to the UK. There, I said it. I have never been, and I really, really, really want to go. I don't even care if it snows while I'm there. Okay, I kind of care if it snows because I'd like to see, you know, the greenness and the countryside and all that good stuff. Don't really want to go to France. I hear the food's good, but I don't... No, I think I just want to go to Great Britain. I do. I'll be turning that camera to the Harry Potter setting the whole time I'm there, which is the little thunderbolt on your Canon dial. I think it would be great. You know, fish and chips. I'm already picking up those great British terms thanks to the fabulous Bagel Tech boys. That's pants. I cocked it up. It's rubbish. I think anymore. Now I'm on the spot. I'll think of them as soon as I'm done recording. So anyway, I don't know what kind of snow falls in the UK. And I would think that snow is snow everywhere. I used to live in Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, where Canada was south. I know snow. And that being said, Hattie of Leicester, if you're photographing snow and you're getting, what did she say? Yellow patches and dull gray snow. This is what I recommend. Obviously, snow is not dull and gray, unless that's the snow you get in the UK. We're assuming it's not. You just load those photos online to a website called Picnic, which is PICNIK. Picnic. You might have heard me talk about this before. It's a free online photo editing site, and really, it is everything Photoshop does. Everything. And you have to pay for it. It's free. I mean, it's free. No fine print. It's free. And not only can you use Picnic with a K to lighten those dull gray patches, because there's just a lightening tool, and I think it's like a little slider. I think sliders are great. Anything you can slide while you edit, it's fantastic. Just don't listen to music. I was listening to Chumbawamba singing Tub Thumping while I was editing a few days ago, and I just kept doing this. I just bounced up and down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. I thought it was a drinking song. Somebody told me that it wasn't. So I got real disappointed by that. But anyway, your editing could be really choppy and messy. So I recommend not listening to Chumbawamba while you do it. But just use those sliders to make it lighter or darker. That's all you need to do. And in Picnic, ready? Picnic, you can add special effects like a sun flare coming off the snow or a rainbow. I know. I don't think many people know about Picnic with a K, but I'm telling you right now, Hattie, if you want to take those fabulous snow pictures and make them look like something that should be hanging in a museum, take them to Picnic. Okay, let's move on. My last question of the day. Dear Missy, I recently have been a little sad as it appears I am losing friends from Facebook. Oh, that is sad. I don't understand. I always share where I am, what I'm thinking, what I'm eating, who I'm with, where we are going, what I'm drinking, what I'm watching, what I'm feeling, what I'm listening to, what my crops are doing, what my latest scores are, and even invites to all the games I play. Isn't that the best? I love to poke people relentlessly too, but for some odd reason, my friends' count is dropping. Aww. Please help me with some advice that I can immediately share to get these friends back. Almost Lonely of Edinburgh. I want to go to Edinburgh. I want to go to England first. Excuse me. But I want to go to Edinburgh. I just love accents. Let's just face it. I just love accents. It's the bottom line. Okay, this is another great question. I love Facebook. I love to tweet on Twitter and on Facebook. Gosh, I love being poked. You know, every time that I sign on to my Facebook account and I see that someone poked me, it just makes my day. I mean, I don't know who doesn't like getting poked. If you're feeling down, a little blue, a good poke, baby, you are smiling again in no time. Am I right? You know I'm right. You know, actually, Almost Lonely of Edinburgh, I don't think there's anything wrong with all of that information that you're sharing. I think that your true friends want to know everything about you. They want to know when those Farmville crops have been watered. They want to know that you beat their high score in a game. They want you to check in everywhere you go. And I really hate to say this, but if you're losing friends, you're probably better off without them. Let's just let that sink in for a minute. Do you feel me? Because your true Facebook friends want to know everything there is to know about you. So the people who stick with you are the people you want having by your side. And Almost Lonely of Edinburgh, I'd love to be your friend. You can find me at facebook.com/MWACattack. Which is my YouTube channel name. So find me and we will poke each other for the rest of the day. Okay? Well, guys, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac, it's time to wrap it up for today. Thanks so much for watching as always. I hope you learned a little something. And as always, I just want to send out lots of Missy love to UK2.net. Those fabulous guys and gals, they provide our bandwidth. That mysterious bandwidth that gets me to you every week or twice a week if Ewan forgets to post me. So guys, drop them a line, use them. They're some of the nicest people ever. They are. They're worthy of a Facebook poke if ever there was one. Send all your questions for next week's show to bageltechmissy@gmail.com. And again, everyone, I send you lots of tech love and kisses. Bye.